The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, you had a Justice Department who is now reversing policy course that they had been on during the Obama administration and opposing these red states, as they call them, mostly in the South, who pass these laws that are meant to restrict people's access to the ballot box. Voter disenfranchisement. Now, again, you'll hear lots of diverse opinions and viewpoints on the area of politics on this network, on this platform, lots of diverse voices. And we have some of those voices who say voting doesn't matter. But if voting doesn't matter, then why does it matter that they pass these sort of laws to restrict people? If it doesn't matter, you would seem like they would make it easier for people to vote because it don't matter. It doesn't matter. So I just can't seem to say or find logic in that statement that it doesn't matter based off the fact of stories like this. So let me pull up this story from the DefenderNetwork.com. This is their lead story. It says Justice Department wants a state voter ID law, continuing a dramatic reversal on voting rights under President Donald Trump. The U.S. Department of Justice is asking a federal appeals court to allow Texas to enforce a photo voter identification law that a lower court found discriminatory. In a recent filing, the Justice Department asked the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals to block a lower court ruling that the state's new voter identification law, Senate Bill 5, enacted this year, failed to fix intentional discrimination against minority voters found in a previous street ID law enacted in 2011. Now, U.S. District Judge Nelva Gonzalez-Ramos tossed SB 5, which in some ways softened the previous requirements that Texans present one of seven forms of photo ID at the polls. The new law does not meaningfully expand the types of photo IDs that can qualify, even though the court was clearly critical of Texas having the most restrictive list in the country, she wrote. Texas has appealed that decision to the Fifth Circuit Court and is asking those judges to block Ramos's ruling while it considers the request. Siding with Texas, the Justice Department says in its filing that the state has a strong likelihood of successfully arguing that SB 5 fixes discrimination in the old law, allowing SB 5 to take effect will avoid confusion among voters and election officials, the brief states. Now, I don't know about their local elections as those sometimes are on a different schedule than your state representatives that you go to vote for. And voting does matter more so on the local level and at the state level than it does at the federal level. But at the federal level, I don't think the next vote is until 2020, I believe. So they got plenty of time and what have you. Now, the brief does not mention, this is the Justice Department's brief, does not mention a key piece of Ramos's ruling throughout the case that lawmakers intentionally, not accidentally, not by happenstance, it wasn't a coincidence, but they intentionally discriminated against Latino and Black voters in passing the 2011 ID law. Findings of intentional discrimination typically allow for more sweeping remedies in court. All right. So again, all these stories, I have linked them up in our news stories thread for BTR News and BTR Community. So again, I find it doesn't make sense to me that you would go through these lengths to intentionally disenfranchise citizens and you know, voting doesn't matter. They put a lot of resources into passing these sort of restrictive laws. In fact, North Carolina's going through that right now with the Supreme Court actually rejecting their voter ID law, but then also forcing them to redo the voting districts because the map was redrawn sometime again And whenever the Republicans were swept to power and that period came up to where they can redraw the legislative districts, and they did that, and they intentionally used racism in determining how they drew up these voting districts. So again, these people invest too much time, effort, and energy into stopping people from voting for it not to matter. But that's just my opinion based off of that evidence. Hello, this is Scotty Reed, and thank you for listening to this podcast and sharing it with others. Please consider making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit media organization, Black Talk Media Project, in support of its efforts to elevate independent black voices. You can also support the work by joining the network's social media community, BTR Community, for just $24 a year. Black Talk Media Project is leading the way in the production of grassroots black media.